Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
The Survivor Specialist Phil and Blake are back with this emergency 4th of July podcast on the weekend. We all thought that we were going to just enjoy ourselves. And then here comes Redmond on Inside Survivor dropping the three tribes for Survivor.
Yeah, do this on a freaking Monday, Redmond, when we have work and we can play hooky a bit.
I know. Instead, I'm sitting there and I didn't have my phone on me at all yesterday. I come home, it's 10:30 at night, and my phone has just been blown up by like, hey, does this look good? What's going on? What do you think about this? Why don't we podcasting? Here's Blake and I. We're back. We're ready to talk about these tribes. We got three tribes of eight. I can't wait to dive into this, Blake, because there's some things that don't surprise me at all. There's some things that surprise me quite a bit. But before we get into that, we're 49 seconds into this podcast, and I'm going to say this now. Now, I don't care if you're one of our top patrons. I don't care if you are somebody who is listening to us for the first time. This serves as your warning. If you leave any spoilers, I know there's rumors out there about things, whatever. If you leave a spoiler in the comments, if you leave a spoiler in the chat, you're getting blocked immediately. Do not care. Don't care if you're our most dedicated fan. We are
deleting. Even St. Cliffo?
Dude, even St. Cliffo, yes. But here's the thing. Even if you just throw in a troll spoiler, I'm going to assume it's a real spoiler because I'm avoiding spoilers at all costs. So I just need to say
that. What if they say, oh, Rich beats Rudy in the final two?
That's okay. That's okay. We can do that. Yeah, we can do that.
They have to be legit fakes. That could never happen.
Yeah. So here we are. Please don't spoil anything. That's huge. But these types of spoilers of the tribes being leaked early, that's okay in my book because, look, this builds excitement. This is good. This isn't telling anything about the season. Willie D says not even Jayburn is safe. Not even Jayburn is safe. So here we go. We're going to talk about these three tribes that Inside Survivor dropped here. We also have three tribes that Blake and I did over on our Patreon where if we were creating what we thought would be the most entertaining season. And then we have the tribes, Blake. I dug this up from May 27th, right after they announced the cast. It's the three tribes that we said if nobody playing together starts on the same. And actually, we weren't that far off. So I'm excited to kind of dive into a little bit of all of this. But Blake, before we even talk about any of the tribes, what's your initial reaction when you looked at these?
I think there was some thought process we had in our initial stuff of like, this must be true whenever we're building these. And it's a few of those got kiboshed immediately. And then there was a couple people where it's like, well, you can't have these people on a tribe together, and then I see them side by side in the thing, and you're like, okay. And like, it's something where, why are there two of that same person? Like, that's the same person from different seasons on the same tribe, but that's kind of why we love them. But it's like, you would rather see them be best friends on the thing instead of being like, here's our master puzzle person versus your master puzzle person. It's like, oh, that tribe's just going to have multiple puzzle masters and never lose puzzles. And you're like, okay, I guess, queen.
You know what stood out to me the most? Because I hear what you're saying on that, right? Like, obviously, they separated Joe and Jonathan. Okay, they're not together. But actually, what stood out to me the most is we've been living under the assumption that they're probably going to do four pre-40 and four New Era on every tribe, because why else would they have done this? And instead, only one tribe is broken up that way. So not only did it feel like they actually put some players who are of similar archetypes and such on the same tribe, they didn't split it up that way. So we don't have a single tribe that is two pre-40 men, two post-40 men, two pre-40 women, and two post-40 women. So why did we do 12 and 12?
And I think there is something to be said of like, oh, that is, I do like that we didn't limit our creativity, or like, I think there's going to be a lot of, we'll never know these conversations, and these conversations can't be told to the regular person, because I think these conversations do happen behind closed doors, so they can't be subject to checks and balances from some stuff. And like, I think we can say Suri needs to be protected through the pre-merge, but if we're a producer and say that, we're kind of like, oh, that's not good. But you can look at all the pictures up on your cork board with all their punch cards, and you go, I don't think this tribe's strong enough, and have Suri be on that one and be like, let me move Joe Hunter over here and put Charlie on this tribe instead. And you're like, oh, okay.
Let's talk about Suri right off the bat, okay? Because you're saying that they can't have those conversations, but I'm looking at this, and we were joking the whole time. This whole preseason, we've been saying they're going to protect Suri. They got their people they're going to protect. Suri is on a tribe with Joe, Ozzy, and Christian, who's arguably the best puzzle person on this season. Okay, so she's protected
an
there.
Easy boot in a Savannah.
Who nobody like, knows. So yeah, you could.
Who do I keep? Suri, who I've watched five times on TV, or Savannah, who I'm meeting for the first time and never been to a charity event with once.
And guess what, Blake? So not only that, let's say your name is, I don't know, Ozzy, and you've played with Suri, I don't know, twice, and you've legitimately played with her on both of those seasons. You weren't just on the same season in like a coach Suri way. No, you played with her. Some would say you were on the same starting tribe as her twice already.
And that's something where it's like, well, when we picked all these names out of a hat, that's just what happened. Like, I don't believe that. And that is something where it's like, when we're doing 50, are we just reheating Malakal nachos? Are we just reheating Game Changer nachos? Like, why can't it be Coach and Suri? Like, we did it right. Of we know Ozzy, Coach, and Colby are each gonna be on their own tribe. Mm-hmm. That I think that's something that is said out of our mouths as soon as we start making tribes. And look at this. Ozzy's orange, Coach is that ugly ass color, and Colby is purple. And it's like, we did it. Like, we can get into the mindset of stuff, but I think we're focused on Suri right now. But it is something where you're like, why are we doing this a third time? Like, if James Clement and Amanda Kimmel were on this season and on the same tribe for the fourth time, would we all go, is there any creativity in this group at all?
Mm-hmm. I mean, so yeah, I feel like Suri and Ozzy might not be like the iconic conversation anymore. I mean, I feel like it was more going into Game Changers, and then it fizzled out, and Ozzy and Suri really never did anything on that season, especially Ozzy. In terms of interactions together too, there was really nothing there. So let's say the game is going to move too fast for Jenna Lewis. Jenna Lewis is an easy first boot. Let's say Emily drives everybody nuts. Emily's an easy first boot. Let's say they say, we don't know who this girl is. We've never seen her before. Is this a, you know, is this like an intern? Is this one of the dream teamers? Let's vote her out. Okay. And then you have Devins, who could be seen as a threat. I've gone on record saying that he's my winner pick. Like, I really do think that Devins coming into this is in a good spot with his threat level and everything like that. However, you can make that Christian's a huge threat. And Saria's on the tribe with 5 pre-40 people. So she gets, I would say, the best draw. And you know what? Look, there's going to be people who are going to be like, oh, I can't believe they did this. If you're going to bring Sari back for the fifth time, you probably should protect her and make sure she makes it as far as you can possibly get her. So I'm not mad about this. Now, look, Sari could still be the first boot from this tribe. There's no denying that if you look at the way this is broken out.
The other thing, I'm jumping on you on purpose to get this thought out because it only goes right here.
Yeah.
On her seasons where she does go to pre-merge tribals, she has a lot more backstabbing and a lot more maneuvering. But what do you remember her from her fourth Survivor game where she didn't go to a pre-merge tribal once because she was on Joe's team a lot and then got swapped to another undefeated tribe? And it's like, oh, well, she made it to the group of merge with some people and maneuvered a little bit for five. But like, I don't remember her amazing gameplays as much as I do on all those other seasons.
Yeah. And then, so, and we're going to talk about like each of these tribes individually and stuff, but I just want to give my initial reactions. And these, I tweeted this out earlier, two more that I just can't get over. Colby and Stephanie starting together feels like trying to protect them a little bit too, which again, look, I'm the Colby stan here. And so I'm sitting here and by the way, first, one of the first things that Stephanie did when she came back was go at a certain someone for being a tool on the internet. So now I like Stephanie.
She was like more like Liza.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all in on Stephanie now. But I feel like Stephanie and Colby get a little protected here because they played together on Heroes versus Villains. And you know, obviously Stephanie.
And that's something where I don't know if I agree with you because it's like Colby's the only old school dude on that track. And it's like, Q, Kyle, and Rizzo, like, are any of those people? I don't know anything about Rizzo, but are they gonna buddy up with Colby? Like,
well, I'm saying this from the standpoint of why couldn't they figure out a way to not put Colby and Stephanie on the same tribe? Because Colby and Stephanie also try to work together early on in that season, right? So it's not like Colby and Stephanie don't get along. They try to work together and Stephanie goes and Colby kind of falls on the sword and should have gone home earlier and was going to go home earlier if it wasn't for Tom's idol. And it was at the expense of trying to stay friendly with Stephanie. So that's there. And then the one I just do not understand is Charlie and Tiffany. How are we taking three people from 46 and putting two of them on one tribe? I think that's crazy.
Because we also said 48 needs to be split up. Joe's on orange. Camilla's on that ugly color. Kyle's on purple.
You're not going to say teal, and, huh?
Oh, is it called teal? I hate the word teal. And it's like, okay, we did that. And now they did the same thing for 46. Q's on one. Oh, there's no one on orange. Yeah. Charlie and Tiffany are together. You're like, what? I think the other one that I'm like, I don't know if you root for this. Is it more fun for it to be Q and Aubrey shake each other's hand on the first day? Or is it more fun to watch Q go, y'all got to get rid of Aubrey across the way? But it's like, geez.
So when we made our initial tribes here, Blake, we said for the most entertainment value, for the most entertainment value. Now, granted, we were splitting this as 2-2-2-2, like 2-2-2. We thought there were going to be each of those. The first tribe we created, and this was over on Patreon, we created a tribe that had Q, Angelina, Rizgod, and Aubrey. And we actually got all four of them on the same starting tribe. And those were four of our, like, the other people that we wanted on that tribe were Coach, Emily, Tiffany, and Devins. But we at one point had Stephanie and Aubrey and then realized that we had one too many of the old schoolers. And Stephanie is also on this tribe. So to me, this is a great tribe from a personality perspective.
And I'm talking out of my ass all the time because like I just said, these are strict rules. And it's like, well, whenever we gave a crack at it, we fell into these same things. And like, I like what you're saying of personality wise, is purple like, purple feels like it's full of people that didn't quite get to go on All-Stars again. And like, if it was 8v8, it's more likely to be orange versus teal if they only did 16 of these. And like, oh, I wish we could have gotten Genevieve, Angelina, Q. And I mean, I don't know if we're saying all this about Kyle, but like,
you're right.
But like, that's something I'm thinking of, like, okay, purple seems like it's the personality tribe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. And here's the thing, right? If you're an old school fan, if you're a really old school fan, are you more excited to see Colby or Jenna? You're more excited to see Colby. I think True. That's fair, right? If you're a new era fan, who are the two people you're probably most excited to see? It's Genevieve. Q and it's Genevieve. Those are probably the two. And then if you say, okay, and then who from the 30s that we haven't seen again are you most excited to watch play? It's Angelina. They did a great job with the personalities here. But when I look at the other tribes, what scares me for this?
Here's one thing I have to say. I have to say this so bad. I'm focused on the purple here. And when my eye goes up to the right, up and to the right, and then I see teal. Who on teal is bad at anything? Like, that's exactly what I was gonna say. Literally like, it would be a thing where if we were doing this on Survivor Sucks in 2007, people would roast the hell out of you. If you put, like, Chrissy is one of the strongest old women players of all time. D is one of the strongest winners of all time. Tiffany is like, oh, we wish she would have won. She has so much potential coming into this. Camilla is the new era, most would have won if she got to the end. Coach's coach. Mike White is crazy. Charlie's literally the, oh, he should have won in most people's mind. And like, oh, by the way, we didn't even say Jonathan Young yet. And you're like, he's going to literally beat like Christian over a log or whatever. And like, you got to hope that Ozzy and Joe get in some like water carrying challenge and like coach slips or something.
Well, and that's what makes me laugh. So let's talk about this again, right? We on May 27th, you and I, we discussed the tribes and we put out a tribe that was Ozzy, Mike White, Stephanie, Jenna, Jonathan, Kyle, Tiffany, and D, and Jake O'Kane, our dear friend. His response was tribe three would literally go and eat the other tribes. And what's funny about that is, sure, they didn't get Ozzy, but Mike, Jonathan, Tiffany, and D being on the same tribe to start, like, to me, that feels like trying to protect Mike White. Now, granted, personalities could clash. Who knows? Camilla's great at puzzles. Chrissy's great at puzzles. Jonathan is the best physical challenge player maybe in the history of the show. D and Tiffany are probably the two strongest women from the new era in general, if you didn't even count the fact that they're on this cast. Like, if you were looking at all of the women who have played, and then you have Charlie, who's solid as well. This tribe, like, they made the tribe that goes and eats the other tribes anyway. So our tribe wasn't that outrageous when we first created it. Sure, they don't get Ozzy, but they get plenty.
And I think orange is a mix between the two.
Orange is strong too, because it's got Ozzy and Joe, but I will say, and you know, no shade to the women on that tribe, that's the weakest bunch of women, in my opinion, in terms of challenge performance. Ceri obviously is like pretty good at puzzles. We've seen her do some physical stuff. Emily was on a disaster tribe, wasn't awesome in the individual portion of the game. Jenna's older than she was by a lot since the last time she played. And we don't know Savannah.
And so Savannah's like, what, 6 months older than she was last time she played?
I know. So she's going to have to overcome the age deficit.
Oh, wait, 1 month older? That's crazy. Yeah. They went back to back like that.
So, so for me, the women are weaker there. But you have Ozzy, who won 5 in one season, Joe, who won 4 in one season, and Devins, who won 4 in one season, plus Christian, who's great at challenges.
So Joe, Rick, and Ozzy are all basically tied for some of the most challenged wins.
The only way that they could have made that tribe any more obvious
is putting Colby instead of Christian.
Hey, we want to make sure Ceri gets to the merge. Put Colby on the tribe instead of Christian, and we ensure that Ceri makes the merge.
Oh my God.
So let's go ahead. Let go. What were you going to say?
Other stuff besides just talking about challenge stuff. I think talking about like relationship stuff. We have the look at all the nerds on this tribe for Orange of like Emily and Christian play that board game online on YouTube mm-hmm. with all those people. And it's like, are they going to do a, and they're probably not because Rob went on Traders, but are they going to do a YouTube screen grab of like, this is them playing that game? And it may come into play because Christian and Emily work together sometimes, but she did roll her eye once and Christian's going to say that in a confessional. So I don't know if I can trust her, or are we just going to go, who cares? Also, Rick is a nerd in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, there's a lot of nerdy energy on this tribe. Where, so, like, I think they could have spread those three out. And, like, I is Rizzo nerdy? I guess we don't know.
Let me spell out. Let's actually go tribe by tribe here if we're going to go into dynamics here. Because just so people can envision it in case they're not looking at it and they want to hear us say, Blake, I know how you are, man. You like to just be like, yo, and now all of a sudden Rizzo. And people are like, but Rizzo's not on that tribe. So let me just start off.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Let's start with the orange tribe, since that's what we're talking about right now. So we can talk about those relationships, because I don't think they'll bring up any outside the game stuff. I think it's all going to be the players. That it. So here's the orange tribe: Christian, Joe, Ozzy, Devins, Sari, Emily, Jenna, and Savannah. Yep. This tribe is not losing much. Did you die?
No, I'm taking it all in. I just, it's. Can we say that for every tribe, though? No, well, two tribes. It's weird to me. I want to know what they put into their mind of when they were picking tribes. Like, what is the most important thing? Fairness around all three doesn't feel like it was the most important thing. So then it goes to, are we protecting certain characters? Because I'm looking at Coach, and I'm like, Coach looks like he's absolutely screwed if he goes to more than two tribal councils, unless it's like Coach is a, we got to keep Coach because he's strong. And I'm like, that's Jonathan. So that's not going to work.
But we're talking about orange, Blake. How'd you get to teal?
Oh, I literally just went on her.
Come back to me, Blake.
I had a spasm.
It's the Saturday of 4th of July weekend, Blake.
Okay. So what are we talking?
So we're going to do the orange tribe, Blake. One more time. Christian, Joe, Ozzy, okay, Devin. Okay. Sari, Emily, Jenna, Savannah. Now, we don't know Savannah, so it's hard to talk about her anywhere. Super Dave Arcelet says Savannah is the key. Could be. We don't know.
I literally got sent one text on ADHD, and it literally derailed it.
Dude, it just took you out. I know. That was crazy.
Okay, so Orange Tribe, what are you asking me about? Are they going to
You win? Were talking about relationships. So Emily and Christian have a relationship outside of the game. Yeah. I think Devins and Joe.
Everybody else, not really, right?
What?
Everybody else, not really.
Oh, I was going to say, I think Devins and Joe would be able to bond over, being dads. I think that'll help. Sari and Ozzy obviously have played together twice, so that's there. There maybe there's some bitterness, although in the last season they played together, there really didn't seem to be any. Again, we don't really know anything about that relationship because it wasn't looked at really at all. So I guess that's just where we're at. What do you think about this tribe?
I think what's going to end up happening is this: everything's going to go through Sari.
Okay.
Because I don't think there's a person that would go against her on this tribe. I truly don't. I don't think there's somebody that's wanting to put Sari's face on the side of their blindside list. I think this is a lot of pro Sari people. So what does Sari want to do? And I see the five non-new era people, five of these people, I think a good way to say this is five of these people played 39 days seasons of Survivor. And maybe that's an easy, like, let's stick together. Of the five 39 day players of Survivor, are any of those people more likely to backstab or flip on you? I don't think so. From that core, it could look like most of these people are pretty loyal. And let's give Jenna something to do. And like, because we're all together and doing that, we can stick together as a five, and I'm worried about the other three.
Yeah, I could see Emily being in trouble from this tribe to start. I feel like Joe almost gets a free pass because you're going to want to keep Joe around for challenge strength. And I think that Joe's an easy guy for almost everybody on that tribe to get along with. Like, there's the thing with this tribe is there's no Emily is the person who is the wild card, could blow it up player. But we also watched Emily overcome being that person and then becoming very normal, right? We watch her become.
She has another trajectory like that.
You think she's gonna have a very similar one?
They're gonna walk in being like, Emily's a big pain in the ass to work with. I hate this stuff. And then 3 days later, if they win immunity, they're gonna go like, oh, I got to know you better. Three more days, she helped me find the idol. That was really nice. I don't know if I can. And then, okay, well, let's get this other person. And then by day nine, it's like, I don't see how I could live myself without Emily. We've worked together for three boots.
So if they were to lose the first tribal council, you think Emily would be the boot?
I don't know anything about Savannah. So like, I like this because I've argued for the less information we have, the more interesting it will be when we get there, because we don't want to like just watch the first episode of Survivor 50 and be like, Blake and Phil called it on Saturday, July 5th at 1:44 Pacific time. Like, that's not a fun way to watch Survivor. That's a way we're going to choose to do some of it, though. But like, I do think, I also wrote in a Patreon voice memo for everybody that I think Christian could be a huge target of like, yeah, we all said that, but do you guys want to play a season of Survivor or do you want to be on Christian's season?
Yeah.
Because Christian is the most beloved person ever, and one person got in my ear and said, like, don't trust Christian, and, like, I think that's the only person that I could see out of this crew that has that notoriety besides Suri. I don't think they're going to get rid of Suri right away, but I think who is someone who would do that to somebody else is Suri. Who would Suri go after? Maybe a Christian boot of like, then that gets us four women, my majority. That, well, it's 4-3 still for old school versus new school. Like, we don't really lose that much of a stuff. And like, I think Christian's the only one I could see from that 39 day five that would be in trouble, or Savannah or Emily. So those are going to be my three that I'm like, oh, I'm nervous about them.
And the thing with Savannah is, somebody in the chat here, there's, you know, I don't want to get too much into what could be going on with 49. I don't think the season is spoiled. I have seen nothing, but obviously it's going to lead to the conversations of, are Rizzo or Savannah winners of that season? Now, granted, because
all the people at home right now are, it's not spoiled, but whenever you're doing your draft with your poor mom and your brother that don't pay attention to us, are you going to take Riz God and Savannah number one and number two if you get a chance?
Well, and what my thing is like, when you look at it, you have Kyle on one tribe, you have D on another tribe. So if there was a winner from that season on this season, it would make sense that it would be Savannah, right? Because Savannah is coming back and now she's going to play on the third tribe. Now, I'm not reading. Look, that's just deduction that I'm thinking could be part of it. Now, if she is the winner and it comes out that she is the winner, you know what that means? It means Jenna Lewis is going to be like, I must kill you. There is no way you can live through this, because Jenna Lewis just hates winners more than anything else in the world. So that could be something that you look into. But I do feel like Savannah being such an unknown is crazy. What I also find very fascinating about this tribe, though, is a lot of good storytellers, but I think very clear who's going to be overlooked on this tribe. I think Joe and I think Jenna are going to be dying for screen time. I don't think they're going to get like any. Devin's is a confessional machine, great storyteller, maybe one of the best in the history of the show. Christian is an amazing confessional giver. Suri, we all know, is an amazing confessional giver. Emily's amazing. Ozzy's going to get one or two early just because he's Ozzy. Maybe he falls off after that, like he did in Game Changers. To me, Joe and Jenna, we're not going to be seeing much of them in these first couple episodes.
And that's the thing that's going through my head of like watching Heroes versus Villains again recently. It's like, they didn't say anything to Courtney at all. Like maybe one of these people were like super excited. It's not going to be maybe. There's going to be at least five of these people that we're looking at right now of 24. They never balanced more than 20 in their life. 24 is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Of like, pick at least six of these people you're excited to be a confessional machine, and they're going to be like not talking at all.
Yeah, because to me, you go to this tribe, and it's, oh, Ozzy's, you know, Suri's given the first confessional. Ozzy's right back out in the water. He'll be easy to manipulate. I can use him. Then I'm going to go over here and I'm going to go talk to Christian or Devin's or whatever. Jenna Lewis is this. And it's going to be, the narrators are there. There are so many narrators. Jenna Lewis is going to be hurt. And I don't know what Savannah's personality is like yet. I hope it's big. I hope she earned her spot here, right? Like, I hope, but we don't know. I don't think they would put her on 49 if they're planning or on 50 if they're planning to give her like 15 confessionals in 49.
Let's just say she's the Rome of new school women in
Jesus, dude.
I don't know.
I love Rome, but why are you doing that to Savannah? You don't even know her yet.
So Rome, I do Rome. Love you. How's it
going? Yeah. I just think that's a crazy comparison there. It's got to be Rome. Like, even Q, at least Q made it to sixth place. Come on, Blake. So I think that's
talking personality, not placement, bro.
That's a fun way to look at this. So they put five old school, three new era. It's a very strong tribe. So I do think in terms of at least like the four men they have are very good at challenges, like we've talked about. I do think that Emily, Savannah are probably in the most danger early. I like your idea here with Christian. I think Joe and Ozzy are golden on this type of tribe. Devin's, it just kind of depends on who he gets in with. Sari could be somebody they look at early. But I do think that Sari is the type of person who you want to keep Sari around because you want to use her as a target. I think that's what I've been thinking more and more and more is like, you know, why would you get rid of Sari early when you can just keep her around as the bigger threat than you? But from a screen time hog, like, you know, if we're going to talk about all of these things when we go to all the teams, yeah, I think unfortunately, you know, even though Joe just played, I think that unless he's the winner of the season, I think he's going to be pretty quiet early on. Should we go to the next one?
I'm trying to write in chat real quick.
Oh, Blake is trying to write in the chat real quick.
Okay. So yeah, I think the only other thing that I think is interesting to speculate, these eight people, what do you think they're going to care about? Do you think they're going to care about loyalty? Do you think they're going to care about strength? Do they think they're going to care about my last placement? I lost to people that are like this. Therefore, I can't trust new people that are like that. Do you think they care about puzzle? I don't know. Do you think it's all kumbaya and we're just going to try and win? Or do you think they're going to be obsessed with idols? I think there's some obsessed with idol people on here. When you're looking at this tribe of eight, what do you think is going to be their motif for the pre-merge?
I actually think it's a pretty loyal bunch. Ozzy plays a very straightforward game. Devin's wanted to play a loyal game, and then it got thrown off because of Edge of Extinction and because of that swap. But, you know, he was loyal to David for the whole point. Joe is a loyal player. I think Christian, he's a little bit more all over the place, but I think he still goes with loyalty. Emily, people will want to say she's, like, more chaotic and stuff, but the people who are good to Emily was good back to, except for Bruce. Jenna Lewis played a very straightforward game both of her times, so I think that fits there. And I think Sari, if you really think about it, like, if you align with Sari, you go far. That is a fact. Like, if you align with Sari, you will make a deep run in the game. So I think that's kind of where this tribe to me, and I know this is going to hurt some people because it's like, you have Rick Devins, you have Sari, you have Christian, what are you talking about? To me, this is the most boring tribe. And I don't mean that as it's not going to be good TV. I just mean it as it's out of the three tribes. To me, this feels like the most straightforward. If you were doing this as like a brain brawn beauty or something, I don't even know, like outwit, outplay, outlast. This is just your, you know, this is a, I don't know what the theme is. I obviously can't think, but this is a very straightforward group of people. We know what we're going to get from all of them. There's some good narrators there, but I don't expect a lot of chaos here. This is the type of tribe where I expect like 7-1, 6-1 as the two first votes of the season for them.
One other thing I want to say that also I think, is, I don't know if the word stifle gameplay, if you're a big fan of Natasha, like I am, I love that word when she says, I feel so stifled. When there's 24 people and you're on a tribe of eight, I don't think you can make game-winning plays before final 16. Nobody's gonna give a shit when you're in the final tribal.
Australian Survivor does that though. I mean, the people are making huge moves at final 22, 21. I mean, they play really aggressive.
What country do we live in, baby?
Yeah, but what North country did Sari just play in?
I know, but let me get this thought out before you mention a different country's show, because I don't watch that. What I'm trying to say is I don't think there's going to be crazy blindsides unless someone gets pushed into a corner with an idol. I think it's going to be very much like we need to be as strong together as possible, where we do not step on people's toes, because there's like four of us that can possibly get to final nine.
Yeah.
And like, that's going to be pushing it, because four out of nine on three tribes is like, we're the dominant. Which one of the, like, that's how I would just approach this, of logically, this is going to be crazy if any of us make it to final nine. So we need to not be able to trust each other when we do get there.
Yeah. And I will say, like, obviously, again, I talked about when I did the player rankings with Survivor Analytics, he said, who's your winner pick? And I was like, you know what? I'm going to lock in Devins. Like, I've been saying Devins, and I feel good about where he's at with the strat level and stuff. And that was before I knew the tribes. I see this tribe and I really like where Devins is at. Like, that would, after seeing this, I don't feel like I need to change up my opinion, because I feel like Devins will fit in with everybody here. And in, I think that this is probably before they do any type of tribe swap or anything, which I do think we'll get a tribe swap on this season since we voted on it. I think the fans will want that. I think this is the tribe that probably gets last place the fewest times. Now, granted, there could be a little randomness to this if we're talking two tribes are going to tribal, but maybe that doesn't happen every time. Maybe I'm misreading that, just like I misread how they were going to design these tribes. But if this is two tribes are going, to me, this feels like the favorite in every challenge, because they have physical competitors and they have really good puzzle competitors. So I think that this is, you know, I love where Devins is at here. And if I'm a Sari stan, if I'm one of those people who's sitting here going, I need Sari a fifth time and I need her on AU versus the world, she's my favorite, I love her, This is a good, good tribe for her. This is a good, good, good tribe for her.
I feel like this is going to be a 2-hour podcast.
Dude, we have only two tribes left and it won't be as long on those. You don't have to talk about Sari. Although when we talk about Q and Angelina together, I think Blake's going to explode.
Sing to me. am I rooting for Orange? No. They can lose a couple,
which means
times.
They're the dominant tribe.
Yeah. God damn it. I hate that. Look how many people are my faves that are, I just like purple. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Well, let me say this.
Or right? Orange is in the middle right now of like, I'm not rooting for teal.
Let's go to the orange. Let's go to the purple tribe next, because that's the one where you have your most people on it. And here's the thing I need to like say to people, and I feel like it needs to be said now, because now that we have these tribes, like, we're probably going to be 7 weeks in and have already lost 14 people, like, or 12 people. Like,
it's not probably either.
It's going to happen so fast. And here's the thing I need to say is, like, it's been so long since a full returning player season that I think some people forget. You're going to be heartbroken every week in some way, right? Like, you're going to lose something every week. That's the beauty of these returning players.
Yeah, there's no,
like if Orange is
there's
the
no dry burgers.
If Orange is the tribe that loses a bunch, if they go against what I think they're going to do, they're going to be entertaining. Like, it's the story that's going to take place on there. And for me right now, this purple tribe is where I feel like it's the best story, because I also sit here and I have to ask you this, Blake, right off the bat. I'm going to read the tribe and I'm going to ask you a question. Don't say anything yet. Okay. You ready? I got to read this first. It's Colby, Kyle, Q, Rizgod, Angelina, Aubrey, Genevieve, and Stephanie. Who is the person who's there that's supposed to be competing against the duo of Joe and Ozzy, or on the teal tribe, like Jonathan D and Tiffany as a trio? What am I missing with this purple tribe? How did they not get any of those five people?
And I'm not going to be like, Chrissy could take out Stephanie, but I feel like there's a couple times where that maybe is true. And like, yeah, all of these are people are more athletic than I am, probably, or not probably,
not
for
probably,
sure. But like, Q was a D1 athlete, and you're like, but that was never came up on his season. Like Q, I don't know if it was like, oh, Jelinski and Banu, there's no real way to do D1 athlete stuff when we're holding a bridge above our heads or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it is, I get what you're saying of Joe and Ozzy, or the, a de facto best Survivor challenge player on their seasons.
I'm throwing up this comment from James Barber. I think Jeff still thinks Colby is Australia Colby. And like, that's what I'm looking at. Like, Stephanie and Colby are good at challenges. Stephanie and Colby are also 16 years older than they were the last time they played. Like,
Stephanie is on the worst performing tribe challenge of all. What are we talking? Like, that's what always blows my mind, is she's very athletic for relative. And you're like, is she like, but that's not how Survivor were. Like, that's, and I think that's what's funny about, we just watched House of Heroes vs. Villains again, where it's like, you were so bad your last time, and it got her voted out of season 20.
Yeah.
And it's like, is that too big of a reputation whenever stuff goes wrong and Stephanie's yelling at somebody because they didn't move the puzzle piece quick enough? And you go, I've literally watched this on TV and now this is my life. Do you go, let's give Stephanie another chance? Or do you go, it's probably her again?
I want to throw up this from Mackenzie L. Burns. There's a lot of personality types on Purple, and that's what I'm seeing too. I'm having a hard time. Like, that other one, Blake, you were able to spell it out. It could be, you know, the old schoolers get together, Emily and Savannah could be in trouble, you know, maybe they go after Christian. But on this one, when I look at this tribe, you have Angelina, right? And then Aubrey and Genevieve feel like they'd be peas in a pod. Like, I feel like they should be playing together. And then you have Kyle, who I actually think, this might surprise some people, but I think Kyle and Colby would actually make a lot of sense. I think they play similar types of games. Like, Kyle was obviously a lot sneakier, but it was a different game that Colby was playing back in the day. But I think they have similar demeanors. You have Q, who's all over the place. I don't know what Rizgod is, but this is a dream for Rizgod. He gets to play with Colby. He gets to play with the winner of the season right before him. He gets Q. He gets Stephanie and Aubrey and Angelina. Like, I feel like, what more could you ask for if you're a massive fan of Survivor like he is? But I also, like, look, I've been pretty low on Stephanie.
Like, imagine instead of Rizzo, it's just Phil Wood.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, your tribe is that. And it's like, I think maybe that's our stand-in, is instead of Rizzo, whatever happened on 49, just imagine it's Phil Wood on the show. There's no, I guess your only thing is you would go after Aubrey for Michelle, but Michelle already won, so there's no negative Aubrey stuff.
I've met Aubrey in person. I haven't met Michelle in person. I like Aubrey quite a bit.
Not more than Michelle. Come on.
Well, no, but still, I mean, I think I'm over it, as long as she could apologize. No, I'm just kidding. But so here's my thing though. I've been very hard on Stephanie in the preseason. Like, we've put out everything you need to know about her already. We've put out our defining episode for her. And I have felt that her game in Heroes Villains was really rough. And then if you look at her first game, it's like, what was really her game, right? She survived the season of Survivor, but then she ends up getting eighth place or whatever it was. So it wasn't like she did great seventh place, but it's not like she had like this great run. She just became America's sweetheart because of circumstances. So I am sitting here and I'm like, I like this tribe for her, because there's so many major personalities that are going to clash anyway, that, yeah, I feel like she could definitely be somebody who does okay with this group. So I don't know where Blake went.
I'm simmering on it instead of just jumping right in.
That doesn't sound like you though.
It is something where usually we have we'll watch Wednesday and find out, but we don't get to find out for literally two whole seasons of this.
Yeah.
So it is kind of like not pointless, because we're having a blast right now, but like I am trying to be like, of this crew, I don't think Genevieve, like, is Genevieve a huge threat to these people?
Like, because I don't think they're gonna play that type of Survivor. What I think is tough for Genevieve is Genevieve now has to play with these types of personalities like Q and Angelina and even Stephanie to an extent. And I don't know what Rizzo's like, but she also played with Rome, right? She's played with that loud
with Keyshawn, even, dude.
Well, I think Keyshawn was a good player. I think Rome was kind of a little what's the word I'm looking for? He wasn't necessarily making the decisions that always made the most sense.
Oh, okay.
And so I think that for her, she actually has the experience. I think that Genevieve getting Aubrey and getting these major personalities, I don't think they're going to look at her first. Like, when I look at this tribe, to me, Genevieve is the only real crazy strategist on this tribe. Now, granted, Kyle's there. He's a winner. But everybody just watched him win. Are they really going to let him now take over their tribe?
I think that's what's kind of like, when we don't have a lot of time, 90 minutes for 24 people, I think some of these storylines are going to be like, purple came together. It's pink. Pink came together and had the, do we let a winner go forward? Like, we really love Kyle. He's a great guy. But like, that's an easy boot. Do we just get rid of the winner? And you're like, okay. But like, we need strength. Or do we? And it's like, well, how are we ever going to beat those other tribes? And then they go to the first one and it's like a, like, I'm hoping they, sometimes on All-Star seasons, they like trend to like more social challenges because they do trust their cast a little more of like, we never saw, I mean, what's that one challenge where it's like, hey, hot guy, do you have a bar of soap? And it's like, who's hot guy?
We haven't seen that since All-Stars.
He looked right over at me, Jeff. I don't even think that was for immunity, but like,
that was Amazon the first time too. Yeah.
That type of stuff is like super fun to watch. Like, if we are going to take 90 minutes of our, or what is it, 26 minutes of our episode to challenges, it's like, I almost want interaction, social challenges more than who is stronger than these people.
Because we're not going to get, we're not going to get head to head challenges, obviously. So we're not going to get the physical clashing that we would get in some of these, in these other returning player seasons, like we've seen in the past, because it's three tribes. So I do agree with you, but I don't know. I don't know, man. They were showing like pictures. I mean, don't we have pictures? Like Jeff does his video before the final six immunity challenge. It looked just like any other final six immunity challenge.
I'm trying trying to be in the hands of the Blakes.
Here. Yeah. Blake's trying to get it. So,
Who's screwed? Unfortunately, I love both of these people. I literally, how did Q and Angelina get such a bad tribe? Like, it's honestly annoying me of like, I don't know. I think there's a lot of people on this tribe, or not on this shit. What is this called? On the season, that would be like, Q's hilarious. Like, Q and Rick Devins, I think, could have been final two members if like Rick just being like, love what you do, man. You're so funny, whatever. And now they'll probably be sworn enemies. But like, that, like Q and I don't know, D or somebody of like, we there's huge targets on our back. We should work together. We're stuck together on this. In that thought process here, is there anybody here on this tribe that would look to Q as their number one? And I don't think so.
I say this though? So let me throw up this comment from GD Plasmin. It's like, Vula, why didn't they get Kyle, Joe, Eva, or David? And then they lose every time. If you're looking at this tribe, Kyle and Q are the physical strength on this tribe. Stephanie LaGrosa, like I said, she was physical. She didn't win a lot, but she was physical. She's older now. Aubrey's good at puzzles, but it's not like Aubrey was dominating the physical portion of the game. Genevieve, pretty good at puzzle, are pretty good at challenges, but not amazing. There's no like excellent players. So with Q, I feel like Q is actually in an okay spot on this tribe. I think Q,
if he doesn't have the,
well,
your favorite player is Aubrey.
So yes, first of all, that's not going to be good, right? Aubrey's going to be like, that's the guy who doesn't like me. But when I look at this, I think Q, if there is this tribe swap that we assume the fans will have voted in, that's where Q becomes in trouble, because nobody from this tribe is necessarily going to have Q's back. However, this tribe will need Q early on, because you can't start voting out Q or Kyle early in this game when you have Ozzy and what do you call it, Joe, and then Jonathan, Tiffany, and D. You cannot do that. Or you're, if, especially if two tribes are going, you're going to be down to nothing. So I think Q's okay. I think Angelina, though, if I'm looking at this tribe, I don't want to say this because it makes me sad. And I know Blake's probably going to leave the podcast, but she looks like the first boot here.
I got to do one thought on the Aubrey Q thing first.
Okay.
And then I'll go straight to Angelina. These are my babies. These are the times I'm spending on them. I don't see a way where Aubrey and Q work together. So I do think they'll be the like Johnny Verplay versus Parvati. Which side are you on? And much like watching that go down, when we think about it, who's going to be a better game player, Aubrey or Q? And Aubrey made it to a final two. She made it to a final
five.
The final five was an all-star season. And then the time where she did bad was a captain season, where she was targeted because of her expertise and not because she was bad for the tribe.
Yeah, they didn't dislike her.
No. So for as much as we go, do we really need to hear Aubrey's story a fourth time? We've been not rude about it. I think we've been more just, she's not my favorite.
While we talk about it.
So I think she's going to be a strong game player. So who's going to be better on a 1v1? We got to scramble. And which side do you want to be on? I think we're going to be on Aubrey beat Q, and that's the world we live in. And as a huge Q fan, I'm going to take that L so hard and be like, God damn it, Q. Like, go out there and find the idol. And then if he does find the idol and they trick him and he goes home two times in a row with an idol in his pocket, I'll be like, that's my man, Q. Like, not oblivious, but like delusional till the end. I hope he says some funny shit. I wouldn't be... It'd be funny if he pushed his torch over or, Jeff, don't call me for the next one or whatever. Like, I that moment is happening, and you might as well just go, I'm glad it happened, instead of I wish Q had gone further. And Angelina.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Unfortunately, Angelina, I think, here's what I'm going to try to say about Angelina. Clip this, send it to your parents. Angelina is somebody that, I would love to be five seats away from her on an airplane and hear her talking out loud of like, what is she talking about? Is it the dumbest shit ever? Or is it super cool? Like, she's just so entertaining and so fun to be around. And I think whenever you're bored on a non all-star season, you're like, oh, I see some merit to this. This is a no nonsense battle against some of the best players in the freaking game. I think there's some people that you would drag on other seasons of like, just fun to be around. I'd literally said the same point twice, but like on this one, there's not going to be much room. And it is like, Angelina, were you the top performer or are you seventh at best at a lot of stuff that we just saw? You're the seventh best at untying knots. You're the seventh fastest person. You're the seventh strongest when it's pull this, but everybody else had an, I got first place in knots and second place in this, but eighth place in dragging. It'll be like, we got to get rid of Angelina. And I don't think there's going to be anybody on this tribe that goes, no, we have to keep her.
I feel that this tribe sets up really well for Colby, Kyle, Aubrey, Stephanie. I think it sets up really well for them. And that gets to like what you're talking about with Angelina, because Angelina, who's going to put their neck out for Angelina? Maybe Angelina gets in with like that alliance, but I feel like Stephanie and Colby are going to have the old school mentality of, let's just have the strongest people. Like, I just want to win. I don't really care. Aubrey is somebody who is a very rational player, right? We've seen Aubrey play two very rational games. So she's easy for Stephanie and Colby to work with. And Kyle's coming off his win where he's going to be like, I just want to get in with people. Now, maybe Kyle could still be the first boot. Do not get me wrong on that. Could absolutely still be the first boot. But I think with the personalities that are here, it sets up well for them. I don't know what's going to happen with Rizzo, but I feel like Q and Angelina and even Genevieve, just based on how she played her other season, they're going to want to take some sort of lead, and I just don't think it sets up well for them.
Because let's flip this. Q and Angelina are working together.
Uh-huh.
Who's their third, fourth, and fifth alliance member in this crew?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's devastating whenever I saw this picture and I literally was just like, I hope not. I hope that's not real. And then it got reposted and reposted, and it's like, yes, these are the tribes. And you're just like, I mean, only one person can play an idol in pre-merge. So like, here's the thing,
lost votes and stuff, right?
Big Brother 22 was an all-star season during COVID. And Kacer and Janelle are my favorites from forever, Big Brother 6. And it was, we're against the world, everyone hates us. And it was, they had literally a twist of one person can win and save another, and they would save each other. But as soon as they messed up, one of them went, and one of them went the next week. And it's like, I don't even know if Q and Angelina are going to like each other. What if they're like, yeah, screw them too. Yeah. And you're just like, God damn.
Oh, wait, that's not the comment. There was one. Yeah, no way. Mary Duda. No way Angelina and Q work together. We also have this one from Survivor Analytics. There's hope for the dream Q Angelina alliance coming together pre-merge and picking up coach at the swap. Blake. That would be amazing.
But it's like, how is Teal not going to win 4 challenges in a row?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no. And so that's, again, like, I don't love this tribe from a standpoint of like, they don't have the physical strength early. So if this gets physical early, I feel like they could be in trouble. But from like my hopes for, you know, I was talking about with Devins, I love Devins, and I feel like Devins, the winner pick, that he's been my winner pick. I feel like he's in a good spot. I think Colby, I think this worked out well for our old schoolers. Now, if you're a huge Aubrey fan, if you're a huge Stephanie fan, if you're a huge Colby fan, I really think that this tribe worked out super, super, super well for them. And what's funny,
I'm buying a purple
this
buff.
Is the tribe, though, Blake.
I'm buying a purple buff.
This is the tribe where it's an even 4-4, right? It's an even 4-4.
Is it? And no, yet, it's not. There's Q Kyle Rizzo, bro.
And Genevieve, thank you.
Oh, I thought you meant dudes and girls. I'm sorry.
Well, obviously, it's 4-4 on all of them.
I thought you meant like.
No, I know you thought I was
completely
talking
perfect. My bad.
No. But this is the one where it's 4-4, and I do feel like the old schoolers have an advantage here. I do, because Riz also, look, the one thing I'm so happy about is that we're going to get Colby saying that guy Riz God, he might be worth playing. We're going to get him to say Riz God at some point, which is all I've really wanted since this cast was announced, but. I really think that this worked out well for the old schoolers, because if you think about the new era people too, Genevieve's probably the biggest threat out of any of the new era people coming in who's not a winner. Then you have a winner in Kyle. You have an unknown in Rizzo. And then you have Q, who is Q, who's going to be so loud and so proud and just playing this game. I love this for the old schoolers. I think the pre-40 people, except for Angelina, are in an okay spot. And even if Angelina goes first, I still don't think that the 4 new era people can then say, let's just band together and get rid of these old people. I don't see it happening.
All right. Let's do some Teal work here.
All right. Last tribe, Teal tribe. So here we have Charlie, Coach, Jonathan, Mike White, Chrissy D, Camilla, and Tiffany.
I'm just going to ask you quickly, who's your favorite 2 players on this tribe of all time? Like, I'm not fishing for anything. Like, who's your favorites on this tribe? Like, you're like, I love these people. I'm so excited they're back.
This is, in my opinion, this is the weakest from a rooting interest tribe.
That's what I was trying to fish out.
Yeah, because Coach, or I mean, Orange is, I think, going to be the least dramatic tribe, just because I think they are a lot of straightforward players and everything. Purple's going to be a hot mess, even if they succeed. This tribe, I get super excited to see Coach. I've gone on the record talking about how great Camilla played in the player rankings. I ranked her really high. I think she's got a really good game. I'm kind of excited for Mike White. Charlie could be good. It's weird that him and Tiffany are together. I want to see if D can do it again. Jonathan, you know, I'm probably higher on Jonathan than a lot of people in this community. Coach is, if Coach goes out first, second, third,
hey, Coach is the one we care about. Coach is the one we care about.
Yeah. If Coach isn't the last remaining player from Teal, I'm going to cry my eyes out. Cause I mean, he is this tribe. He really is. And I'm excited to watch Chrissy play again. But I also think, Blake, why that is because this is the tribe that also is 5 new era and 3 old school. And that just comes down to us not really caring about the new era as much as the old school. So it doesn't scream to us, but Charlie and D, that's very powerful. Okay. I think that makes sense. Having Camilla here, she's a very good player. You have Tiffany, who a lot of people think are going to win the season just because of how it shook out. And then you have Jonathan, who's the strongest player on the cast. It's an interesting tribe, but this is, if you were going to cut 5 people from the season, this is probably where I would have cut from. you know? And if we were going to do 20 people instead of 24, this is probably where it's coming from for me. However, as we saw with Shapira back in All-Stars, and as we've seen with other tribes that throughout the history,
they're going to be dominant and have a huge shot at the Burge.
Yeah. And you know what? The thing is, as I'm saying that about these players, though, there's not one person where I'm like, oh, God, I hope they go home. That has to be the first boot. Like, I don't feel that way about anybody in the cast. And I think because we've done so much off-season content dedicated to Survivor 50, we've done so much. We've been putting out the defining episodes. We've been putting out the everything you need to know about. And I've been on all of these. I've done the player rankings. Me, Bloom, and Will recasted the old school. And then on this Wednesday at 2:30 Eastern time, we're recasting the new era. I've done so many of these podcasts that I've actually come around on this cast a lot. I do feel like there's a lot of storylines and stuff. And now that it's here, I'm just ready to see how it's going to play out. So there's not really anybody that I'm rooting for to be the first boot, but this tribe coach needs to be in this game for the long haul or I'm going to be miserable.
Okay. So here's my layer of this. I'm all about the left side of this. Chrissy and coach, I feel like do I want to watch South Pacific again? Not really. I will be sometime in the next 5 months for our Patreon. Mm-hmm. But Coach has like a new persona of like, he hangs out with some of the new players from New Era. And he has a band. And everyone, they do band together. And that's Ben Katzman.
Put him with Charlie.
And Ben Katzman's friend, they're both best friends.
Yeah.
Okay, so... You don't think they're going to work together? I just did it for you or whatever. Of course, maybe they're going to work together. But I'm saying Coach on a season is a plus more often than a negative of our three options. I've been excited for Chrissy forever to come back. D played a crazy game. D is, I think, everything you want in a New Era Survivor player. And like that's going to be fun. Camilla, who does she bond with? Early on, does she try the exact same strategy or does she try to be out in the open and be like a mother quake of like, I'm going to take over this thing? Like, I think that's kind of interesting of can Camilla play the same game twice or why would she want to? And like, I think everyone was kind of worried about, well, Mike White just floats to the end because he finds the four people that want to be on White Lotus. And is there people on this tribe that care about it? Like, I don't think Coach or Chrissy could care about that less.
See, I think Coach would want to be on White Lotus, but I think he's on White Lotus no matter what. I think Jonathan is, you know, put him in the background. He's huge, right? He could be a good background character, but I doubt he's getting a speaking role. I don't think Charlie, D, Tiffany, Camilla care at all.
Here's one dumb thing, too. I think whenever push comes to shove, there's a lot of these people that are, when they get pushed, they rock back and they're fine. I think there's a couple people when something bad happens, they just falter.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that's Tiffany, that's Mike. So I think the only thing that I could see being a negative there early on, like I truly think this is the tribe that like, which tribe has six of them go to a swap or seven of them go to a swap, or it's not all eight, hopefully not.
Like, you wouldn't get all eight. There's no way. Yeah. But I get
like,
what you're saying.
I think this one is maybe that's another thing to look at of like who won 40, Tony won 40. Sarah won the one before that. Jeremy won the one before that. Like what is the trend of all-star winners? And if it's the Sarah of the season, that's why I think we're all gung-ho on Tiffany, just because of how these kind of shake out. But if there's a dominant winner that comes like, I know everything, and this would be kind of cool, I only lost by a couple votes. What if everything Chrissy did last time also works for an all-star cast that respect her really well, and Chrissy is like a no-brainer Mount Rushmore pick? I would love that.
Yeah. I mean...
Like when somebody, I'm on some speculation, not spoilers. When somebody was like, what if Chrissy does really well? I was like, that's so much cooler.
When I look at this tribe, somebody brought it up in the chat here. Let me see if I can find it where they said, true to man here. I see Charlie and Chrissy aligning, Chrissy and Ryan / Charlie and Maria. Like that could be something, but you have to remember that didn't work out for Chrissy or Charlie in the end. They both end up finishing second place. Maybe they don't want to play that again a second time. I will say I'm happy for Tiffany here. I think this is a good draw for Tiffany because Tiffany gets a very normal tribe. You have to remember her starting tribe last time is Banu, Jess, Jelinski, Q. Like, that's brutal. She had Kenzie, great, but that's a tough tribe for her. Here, Coach could maybe fall into that Q kind of category, but when I look at this, it's a very even-keeled tribe, and I think that'll work for Tiffany. I think Camilla's a great player. I really do. I think Camilla's going to end up playing on a New Era All-Stars as long as they don't wait till season 60 for that. I think Camilla's the obvious first boot here. I really do. I feel like Tiffany, Chrissy, D, I could see all actually getting along really well. I could see D and Tiffany especially getting along really well, being that they're only one season apart, being that they've been at probably some of the same events. I could see that happening for sure. And maybe Coach drives people crazy, but you're not voting out Jonathan that early. Maybe there's some sort of rivalry here that involves Charlie, but Charlie and Coach, I feel like, will have each other's backs. Maybe Mike White is a little problematic because this tribe didn't work out the way he wanted, but Mike is very personable and I feel like he'll be better off. I think Camilla is your typical returning player season, massive threat who doesn't provide a lot to the tribe. And they ultimately just say, you know what? I'd rather get her out now instead of letting her get her feet underneath her. Now, granted, look, I sat here all of last season saying Camilla was going to be the first boot of Survivor 48, and Camilla ends up getting fourth place and would have won if she made it to the final three. But now I'm actually saying I think Camilla's in a lot of trouble here for the complete opposite reason of what I thought it was the last time. I think Camilla's actually too good of a player on this tribe. Now, that doesn't mean that D's not an awesome player. I mean, D's the best player of the new era, in my opinion. But I think that there's a benefit to keeping D around and using her as a shield and hoping that maybe even if you get to the end or something, that you'll get the votes over a winner. I don't know. But maybe you want to keep her as a shield. Camilla is terrifying coming off of her 48 game, and that's what's freshest in people's minds. I don't love this draw for Camilla. Now, Camilla has proven time and time again that she can get out of any type of hole. So maybe Camilla actually does find something and maybe there's just a butting of heads and a personality clash. Coach and Chrissy, I don't necessarily see getting along very well. Jonathan and Chrissy maybe don't get along very well. So maybe that could be problematic. But for me, Camilla is, I don't love the draw for Camilla, but I hope that it ends up working out for her.
You said something a while back that I locked into kind of immediately. Of what's the second best thing than a winner is a second placer.
Yeah.
We've got Chrissy as a second placer. We got Coach as a second placer. We got Mike as a second placer. We got Charlie as a second placer. And there's a lot of second placers on other tribes. I think that could be a, like, the winner crew is only two or three, but the second placer crew is five, six, seven, or eight when we do get to swaps and merges of, like, let's let at least one of us win and right this wrong from forever ago. Like, you don't think Aubrey and Stephanie and Angelina got third, I guess?
Dude, okay,
Aubrey, so wait, Stephanie, Colby are twos.
This just clicked in my head, though. So why isn't Aubrey or Stephanie on this tribe? Because then, you know, Will and I were talking about, Will brought up a point of, could it be like an outwit, outplay, outlast tribe? Why would this not be the outlast tribe? Everybody here makes sense except for Tiffany, because every single person here finished at least fourth place or better except for Tiffany.
Where would we put Tiffany instead, though?
I mean, I'm just looking at the other tribes. No other tribe has that high of placement, because you have Christian, who went out fairly early, and Emily, who went out fairly early. You have Q, who was sixth place, and you have Genevieve, who was fifth, so still made the finale.
Oh, Rizzo was 12th on his season.
Oh, is that what happened? Yeah, I had a feeling. I had a feeling. No, but you know what I mean? Like,
it's because he sat on Jeff Probst's throne, and he also used the snuffer himself.
Oh.
So that's how he got the spot over.
That makes sense. Yeah, damn. I just feel like that's crazy. I didn't realize when you started mentioning that, it's you have four second placers, a first placer, and two people who lost fire on this drive.
That's crazy.
So this might actually be the best game player tribe on this
crazy
season.
Yeah. That's why they're literally good at everything.
Yeah, damn. That's good. And Tiffany goes out with an idol and her closest ally ends up winning the game. So maybe Tiffany would have been the person. Like,
I also, I'm not putting anything in Tiffany's mouth, words or whatever. Like, I think there's some stuff too of like Tiffany's thought process of why she may be lost is she thought she was smarter than everyone else and didn't really realize that people could target her. I don't know if that's the right best way to say that. Maybe there's a sentence that I'm trying to say that gives her a little more credit. Her blind spot was she didn't realize that other people were playing the game as hard as she was. But when she's walking onto this teal tribe and Tiffany's the de facto worst player where it's not close, I think there is a, I'm going to open my ears, listen to everybody, get all the information I can. And then whenever we do have a majority on a swap or a merge, they're going to go after the other people first. And that's kind of a winning game plan for how this kind of shit works.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is a tribe. Look, I mean, Coach is pretty physical. Jonathan, we all know, like I said, Dee and Tiffany, I think, are the two strongest women here. And then Chrissy and Camilla are amazing at puzzles. Like, I said maybe Camilla goes early, but maybe this is a game changers type situation where Camilla doesn't lose until they swap and then she's good. Or all you have to do is survive one tribal council and maybe that ends up working out in her favor because maybe there's egos at play here. And Camilla did do a really good job of laying low on her season and putting her ego to the side. So, you know what? Maybe I got to throw Camilla a bone because I kept on being awful last time. So I'll say no, Camilla does figure it out. And I think that the first boot from this tribe, God, I don't know. This is a tough one to figure out because it really is going to come entirely down to personalities. And I'm not going to say Coach is the first person to get voted out here.
Yeah, we got some negative Coach people in chat right now. So here's why.
Really, it's just one. It's just Super Dave Arcelet. He just hates Coach, clearly.
But if you put all the letters of Super Dave Arcelet, it comes up to who's the biggest Coach hater of all time? Is that Sierra? Or if you move all the letters
Christine
around.
Christine
Markowski. Oh, yeah. It's. I think Coach is stronger than Mike. Coach is less threatening than Jonathan. Coach is more of a legacy than Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Coach is not a winner like Dee. I don't know if you need more than that, but like I think you just got to get through a couple boots. So
Coach, yeah, I mean, look, when they announced this cast, Colby and Coach and Angelina were probably the people I was most excited for, and Devin's, because it's about damn time. I like the draw for all of them except for Angelina. I really do. And maybe Coach does get duped here. Maybe there's just not enough. Maybe the new era people say, we don't want Coach to eat up our screen time. Because we didn't talk about the screen time on Purple, and we should do that at the end here. But like when I look at screen time here, you're on this tribe, and you're the winner. You're D. And you say, I got to deal with Coach and Mike White, who created the White Lotus. Who's going to be getting the screen time from my tribe? Not me. It's going to be Coach and the guy who created the White Lotus. Maybe you're thinking about that kind of thing, and you're saying, I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to deal with the random conversations about people like killing him in the Amazon forest or whatever he was doing. Like maybe that plays into
it. He was there at the Amazon rainforest for a Taylor Swift concert. And that's how he becomes best friends with Charlie. I think we did it for orange. We skipped purple, but for teal, I think this is another one of like, all right, we only have really three or four boots on this drive before a swap. We're super good. Don't complicate this shit. There's no point in playing like it's final nine when we're at final 25, four, final 22, final 20. Like it could be as simple as we're keeping the strongest people. If you do screw up a challenge, that's going to be, there's no get out of jail free card on the super good challenge team. If you do screw something up, you'll go home.
Mm-hmm. And I could see that for sure. I could see this being another, hey, like I like you. But this is why, because there's no auto clashes that jump out to me on this tribe like it is with purple. right? Or like it even is with Orange, right? I feel like Orange has a little bit of like a new era versus old school thing that could be going on there. This tribe doesn't have those types of personality clashes. So I do wonder when they put this tribe together, what was their intention? What was their hope? What were they hoping to get out of these eight people playing together? So I, but look, Jonathan, unless he wins the season, we're not going to be hearing very much from Jonathan at all on this tribe. I don't think that we're going to be hearing very much from Tiffany early on either, unless she goes on to win the season, because I do think that Camilla being so fresh coming off of 48, D being a winner, Charlie feeling robbed, Chrissy feeling robbed, finally getting her time, Coach being Coach, and Mike White creating the White Lotus. This might actually be where the majority of screen time comes from in the first episode, but I think Tiffany and Jonathan are going to be fighting. They're going to be fighting to try to get in early on for sure.
All right.
All right. So then let's do that with Purple before we get out of here.
Okay.
So with Purple, who do you think is, I feel like this is a tribe that almost everybody's going to find their way. Screen time wise.
What does purple care about? And I think this is going to be the tribe that like goes out of their way to lie to somebody, even though they're having like, they're screwed. Like they could have do the shot in the dark. Are there shots in the dark for this season? Like, oh my gosh, they're going to play the shot in the dark every time. We got to lie to everyone and backstab, even though it's like final 38, like we got to do this right now. So yeah, I think for this tribe, let me click the button so I see their faces again. I think this is all strategy all the time, and like who can hang in that, and who I think whenever I ask a question of like, do you want to go with us, it's who said it the quickest. Yes, of course. Like we have that a lot on every single season of Survivor, of the whole, what am I supposed to say when someone says that to me? I think these people will be able to sniff it out whenever it's like, you hesitated a little bit, or you said yes, but I know you don't mean it. We got to go after them anyway. I think it's going to be all social, all strategy for this tribe to the max out of any.
I feel like this is like you have your most chaotic and also your most even keeled, which is going to create an interesting clash. I think that's going to be fun. I mean, look, Purple's the tribe I'm most excited for sure. Then I'd say Orange. Then I would say Teal. And again, Teal could still be electric, but I think that it just having more of the new era players, it just doesn't hit the same note.
It's electric. Yeah, there's a reason why I'm not really looking forward to that tribe. Oh, wait, it has mostly new era. You're like,
yeah, and so
we're so predictable.
We are. Blake, earlier you said Angelina was bad. So let's hit this last note here. First, I'll say, if you're still watching, like this video. Please like this video. It helps, goes a long way. It helps get our other stuff in the mix for everybody.
Honestly, if you're watching this video, send us $50. Like, that's cool.
Blake getting desperate. All right. By the way, Blake's getting evicted. So if you
I thought I'd try it.
Blake, I want to hit you with this here at the end. So Angelina, you're obviously feeling bad about, but for the people that you were most excited about, how are you feeling about where they stand here? And who do you think could make a surprise run that you weren't necessarily feeling that way about based on these starting tribes?
I think I'll just do up or down, plus minus, and I'll pick a couple. Ceree has a better shot than I ever thought she would. Chrissy has a better shot than I ever thought she would. I would say Charlie's in a better spot than I thought he would be in. I thought he'd be around some haters. I think he'll work it out with Tiffany. I think Q is screwed. Angelina is screwed. I thought Jenna probably could have gone further. I don't think she's in a good position for her stuff just on the outside. Mike could have had a better tribe for him. Mm-hmm. I think Jonathan could have had a better tribe for him. I think the new era women are probably yes, he was on a new era season, but we all thought he'd be, aligned with old era. And that's like, not a good crew to do that with. Genevieve was probably what could she expect? But like Genevieve with Aubrey is probably out of any woman she could duo with, that's probably the best option for her. And I think Stephanie's a big winner on this.
Stephanie's the big winner, in my opinion. I look at these tribes, and even if that's a disaster tribe, I think Stephanie was such a big personality on all three of her seasons. And she's so like, this is my way. I'm in my lane. Like she doesn't move. She doesn't bend a lot. Right. But when I look at this and I see what she has here, man, she's going to be one of the most normal, mellow people on that tribe, but she's still going to be demanding enough that I think she can get what she wants. I wasn't that high on Stephanie coming into all of this, but that is maybe the best tribe that she could have asked for. Like, she has a winner. She has Aubrey, who I think will get along with her. She has Angelina and Q, who are going to just keep on talking. She's got Colby, who she's already played with and already tried to align with. She's got Rizzo, who might love her because he's been a huge fan. And then you have Genevieve, who might just be like, somebody work with me. Okay, Stephanie, let's make this happen. I really, 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 really think that this worked out great for Steph. I love where Devin's is at. I don't think Jenna's in that bad of a spot because it's still, she's on the 5-3 advantage there for the old school. I agree with you about Mike White. That didn't work out great for him. And I agree with you about Jonathan. He doesn't have those old school players that he needed. He ended up on a predominantly new era tribe. And I think that's a bummer for him. I think he's better off if he was in the Joe position. If he was on that tribe with Christian, Ozzy, Devin, Sari, Emily, Jenna, Savannah, I think that's a better tribe for him. So I think Joe definitely lucked out there and ended up in a good spot. So I'm excited to see this. I don't know. It's not like I'm sitting here saying Stephanie's going to win the season now, but I feel like she's in a good spot.
I think none of us could have thought Stephanie would make a run. And that's where I'm like, damn.
I had her at 20th place or something. Yeah, we just did our bootless game.
And like, I'm also like, it's like the whole Chrissy situation, we kind of danced around it earlier. So I will say it a little more. Like, I clicked away from my picture. So that's why I'm taking a second. D worked with somebody that was an older woman very well. Mm-hmm. So did Charlie. Didn't work out for Charlie. But her working out with her younger men didn't work out with her because Ben swooped in. But maybe that is a layer of, this fits like a glove. You remind me of my alliance member from last time. I don't know if that's something that I always wonder if I went on the show. There's older women, I would probably align with them because they remind me of women from my family. They remind me of women from my workplaces. Like, this is something I'm comfortable with of like rolling our eyes at this type of person. And you do that and you find that. And like, where am I going with this? Who knows? But like, I think of people that I thought were going to do well, there's some big stinkers that are like, that just sucks. And I think that's the whole thing of the legacy, the Mount Rushmore. Sandra could have been on a heroes versus villains tribe that literally went on. Like, she could have been on the hero tribe, not with too much effort, and gone home in the first two. And we go, what happened with, and we never see Sandra play a third or fourth or have a thing where like, That's all this is luck and taking your opportunities when you do have them. And I think that type of thinking is what's going to make this person a winner when they do win this season. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let us know what you think about the tribe breakdown here in the chat. Leave comments, all of that. And again, anybody who posts a spoiler, we're just blocking. So don't do that. Don't be stupid.
We may just block some extra people just in case.
I just love power. That's it. But thank you all so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you guys enjoy the coverage we've been doing for Survivor 50. If you haven't checked out our Everything You Need to Know About series or our defining episodes, go check those out. We just put out the Sari one yesterday, and it was all about Sari's 3-2-1 vote in Panama. So that was a lot of fun. We're going to have Genevieve's episode coming out on Tuesday, and Colby is going to be our next Everything You Need to Know About. He comes out on Monday. That's with Will and I. And then Wednesday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern time, it is going to be me, Bloom, and Will, and we are going to be finishing out our recasting of Survivor 50. If you haven't checked out part one, go check it out. We did all of the old schoolers. This time we'll be doing the new era, 40 and on. Like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a patron, patreon.com/thespecialist. We're ripping through Heroes versus Villains right now, and we are going to be doing Nicaragua soon for Every Season Matters if you want to do that. Blake and I put out our boot order lists before the cast came back from Fiji, so we didn't get to look at like how much weight people have lost and stuff like that. So you can check that out if you're a patron as well. And yeah, that's really it. So thank you all so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.